realms of Senate.
So what happened last time? Who wants to talk about it?
I'm pretty sure speed dating and Karrath pretty much sums it all up.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there was like some research and some bard musicking and a lot of dwarves.
Yeah, Thrawn Book, or Banefoot, as you have put together. This is one of the sages that works at the Grand Library there. You already checked out his house. So I think that's where you are presently. Most of you standing in front of a window or something with pineapples. I guess that's what the reference was.
And wedding music. Yeah, I played music to make people research better. Is that what I did? I think it was the construction workers.
Oh, okay.
What's that called when you're like refinishing a building, refreshing it?
Remodeling?
Renovating?
Remodeling, yeah. There's a massive remodeling situation going on at the Grand Library, and that's what you're playing your music for, directing workers and such.
And there was a shady guard, and the music helped him be shadier.
Yep. I think that's your next target is Roland.
Roland, no last name. Until he meets me, that is.
You're off to a great start.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of skip a few things, I suppose, like figuring out where he lives. That's not going to be difficult for any of you to do. He actually lives in an elvish area of the city, like a little bit on the outskirts, kind of woodsy, you know, and you would expect to find elves. And there are several cottages where you know Roland to be living at.
Like several cottages?
There's several cottages, and one of them he lives at them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like, or houses, I suppose. I don't know what they're called. Little houses. And, yeah, so you would arrive at a fairly good-sized building that you are told that the security guard lives at. I actually have a map up for it if you are interested. It's in the pinned and Dyson info, but I'll repost it.
I was going to ask a question, but then I saw the thing and I just clicked it.
And there she is.
Ah, hello.
I don't think she has sound yet, though.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
So I suppose a good question would be, is everybody going with Maeve on the speed dating situation?
Like, do we get a chance to date?
Is it actual speed dating? That'd be fun.
Well, I mean, I was just joking about that. I don't know.
I think it would be kind of weird if we were all in there and she's just like, hey, we're on a date, but I don't mind my friends who are, you know, kind of armed to the teeth.
And rummaging through your house as we talk.
Yeah.
But I mean, right. You could like go on a casual stroll frolicking through the woods nearby in case, you know, I have to whistle a special way for backup.
I mean, yeah.
But that's why speed dating would make sense, because then we'd all be pretending to date and that would be why we were there.
But the challenge would also be somehow convincing that stony-faced Roland guy to show up for that.
But you've got him convinced to go on a date?
I don't know. I think I'm just kind of showing up to his house to bang on the door and be like, hey, you're with me now. I don't know. See, I kind of need a bard. See, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm like, you know how girls go to the bathroom in packs? I think I need to go dating in packs. I am a half-orc.
Well, he could be there to serenade your date.
They have like a theme song?
Oh, a telegraph, one of those like singing telegram people.
Oh, okay. So you want me to knock on the door then?
Yes. And I'll have my promposal ready.
All right. So
Before we do this, I need to know what your perfect Sunday is. What are your hobbies? Like, how do I sell you?
This just took a twist. I don't know. What would appeal to a dwarf, do we think?
Ale?
True. My perfect Sunday is spent walking through the woods on the way to the tavern. Is that dwarfy enough?
Should there be like a mine, maybe counting your gold?
Yes.
What kind of, what class are you again?
I am a rogue.
A rogue, okay.
Do you have like a in-game or an out-of-game question for her or something? Or what's going on?
That was it, yeah. I forgot what she was.
I mean, Well, Peter is kind of new to the party, but I mean, I would imagine on the walk here, you'd have some time to kind of discuss your plan here. So if you have questions for her abilities or whatever, I'm not going to be like, oh, don't metagame your characters or anything like that. So go ahead and try to plan something out if you want.
Yeah, I'm writing up a quick little thing.
Okay.
You guys can talk amongst yourselves.
The other thing is, like, is Peter kind of like a townie, like the Elkwood or whatever? Like, he's known around there?
I don't know if I've been here or not.
I mean, like, that place where the king lives and stuff.
I would imagine, seeing as how I was on the roster of adventurers, maybe.
Right. So my point being that we would probably at least know of each other fairly well, because mm-hmm. she's kind of a townie, too. Anticipation is killing me.
I know.
I'm watching it say, Peter Luckyfoot, just tell me.
I'm on the spot here. So okay. I'll knock on the door.
Okay. So you knock on the door. It doesn't take too long for the door to open. And you do see the security guard from the library here. He says, I haven't seen you around here before. What brings you to my place?
This is the guy we're looking for?
Yeah.
I start playing a song, and I say, I present to you the wanderer of the woods, if only to find the best taverns, the rescuer of fortunes most rare, the seductress of ale, and the braider of many beards, Maeve.
All right. So I'll step forward, and like, I think I'm still disguised as a human, so I guess I'll be playing up that aspect, not the half-orcishness, but like try to be all like blushing beauty shy sort of thing, but with a dwarfy take on it, so kind of aggressively.
I'm playing a traditional dwarven ditty, and I give Maeve inspiration. Well, not inspiration, but bardic inspiration.
That's the like d8 for something. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He says to you, or says to both, well, to you, he says, I admire your boldness in approaching me in such a manner. I'm curious to know what caught your attention or what you would like to discuss.
I would like to take you out for a drink at the tavern.
A short walk through the woods. Diddle-dee.
Okay. He looks to both of you. He kind of going, there's no insight really needed to hear. He's just looking from one to the other. Alita, are you here?
No, I couldn't figure out how to move my character. There we go.
Okay, I was just wondering if you're going to go hide in the bush with Erevan over there. he says, well, surely I must oblige. If you could give me a moment to freshen up.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. Sure, and I will. But if there's any way that I could kind of covertly keep an eye on him while he's doing whatever he's doing, just to make sure he isn't going to come back with a weapon drawn.
Should I be like peeking in the window?
Yeah, I was just going to say, go ahead and roll a stealth, Maeve. If you want to be peeking into Alita, go ahead and roll a stealth as well.
Is stealth a thing that I can use his inspiration for?
I think so. It's a skill check. What's bardic inspiration?
As a bonus action, a creature other than myself within 60 feet that can hear me gains an inspiration die, 1d8. For 10 minutes, the creature can add it to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. This can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome.
Okay.
Okay, well, I got an 18.
Is stealth an ability check then?
Yep.
All right, so I got a 4 on the die, but I have things to add to it. So 4 plus 9, 13 plus 7, that's 20 total.
Okay. Yeah, so both of you have... Which windows are you looking in? Would you say Alita's on that wall? Are you just looking in by the door, Maeve, or are you going to go around and kind of look somewhere else?
So it looks like... I'm not sure which of these is the door, but it looks like there's a few like windows or something right there by the door that are just kind of like... sidle my way sideways and glance in and like keep an eye on him.
All right. Yeah, so you see him go in this door over here and
okay, so maybe I'll
go ahead. Okay.
I'm just sneaking over to try and follow him.
All right. So yeah, maybe you kind of see him push aside a barrel and go in here. Yeah, that's the bathroom. You're pretty sure, Alita. You can't really see too well in there because obviously they try to keep that fairly private. But yeah, it looks like he's just kind of freshening up. Roll me a perception check, Alita.
I'm wondering why he had to push a barrel aside.
Same.
Well, so far as you could tell, it's just like in the way of the door. Like it's just, he's put it there for some reason.
Well, so that's only a 7. Maybe I need to take that bardic inspiration. Let's see. Well, 9.
Okay. So you're just watching him kind of, he just changes his shirt. You see him pull something out of a board. It looks like a perfume or something, some kind of musk that he puts on. It just looks like he's preparing, freshening up a bit. He's looking in the mirror. You don't see anything strange about it. And after a few moments, he heads back out and starts towards the front door that Peter is still at.
I'm basically still out there too, just sidestepped a little bit.
Yeah. And with your stealth rolls, he doesn't seem to notice any of you. But he comes to the door and he steps out and he says, okay, so I'll walk through the woods, you would say.
Yeah, I rather enjoy spending time outdoors, admiring and appreciating what nature has bestowed upon us.
He nods and he says, and will your friend here be joining us? And he's like offering you his arm. He's trying to do like a formal, kind of like a formal response to what he feels is a pretty formal introduction.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking it might be nice to have some dinner music to accompany us.
He says, splendid. He says, I actually know the woods here quite well, so I can show you some of my favorite paths. And he would start walking once you'd take his arm or whatever. I don't know.
Can't hide.
All right, so Peter, you would go with them as well, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm singing what I see.
All right. Are you singing, I see an elf in the bush over there?
No, it'll be like, there is a tree there, they're yeah, holding okay. hands there, there's a rabbit, oh, that's me. And just, you know.
Payroll. Let's go ahead and do a performance check just to see how entertaining you managed to be on this.
All right. I rolled an 11 and I got a plus 10 on performance because bardic bullshit. 21.
Excellent. All right. So far as just singing about the stuff you see, you managed to make it sound like an Aladdin Disney song or something.
I show you the world.
Yeah. So far, he even seems impressed.
I think it's going splendid.
The air of Adelita, you see the bard singing, kind of quieting down as he fades into the distance and woods with Erevan, or not Erevan, but Maeve and Roland.
Does my performance give them advantage on their stealth checks? Because it's distracting?
It would have, but you're kind of leaving the area, so he's not really there to see them anyway. So
double advantage then.
Yeah, okay.
I would assume that Erevan and Alita already know like what tavern they're going to, right?
Yeah, probably just the same place that we went with the other dwarf. It's like my home now.
Yeah. Erevan will start to head there, but take a different route.
Oh, you're not going to stick around at this house or anything? Okay.
No.
Oh, well, I feel like I should check out his house then.
You don't have to. I can't believe I said that.
Wasn't that part of the thing that we were going to check it out? We lured him away from his house so we could go in there and look for the book.
You could totally just fuck off and not look for the book at all. Just go to the tavern. It's cool.
If I remember correctly, that was the mission. was we were looking for the stolen book and evidence that he was the one who broke into the other dwarf's house.
Oh.
But the Disney song was too alluring.
Yeah, they just started traipsing after us anyway.
Damn, that's catchy.
And I'm like, guys, I did a brilliant performance of pretending I'm interested. What are you doing?
It's like a rabbit Pied Piper.
So I assume. Is this door still unlocked?
I feel like I messed up so bad. Yeah, the door is unlocked.
cool.
Why do you feel like you messed up?
Well, I indicated, they were like, yeah, we're going to just not do what we're doing here and I'm going to go follow everybody.
I mean, suspicious of that barrel already. So was I, but that is weird to block your bathroom with a barrel.
You gotta look at the placement between the stove and the barrel. You can't get it any closer because then you'll heat up the wine or the ale and ruin it, right?
Or you could store the barrel on the other wall.
Right, exactly.
Why would you do that?
Because who wants to heat their ale?
Well, everybody knows ale is better in the bathroom.
It just wouldn't fit through the door.
Well, yeah, I'm not here.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We're justifying that this is not meta.
Okay, can I go through like some doors or?
Yes, you can. So that looks like the actual entrance way and like a small little storage area. That's, you see a mark where probably the barrel was stored in here.
Okay, anything else of interest?
In that area, no, not. Well, do an investigation check in that room.
Investigation. Okay, so 17.
So there are tracks on the floor that you can see, just like mud that's been dragged in and stuff. But other than the drag marks from the barrel, you also notice that there's seems to be drag marks that lead out into this area. And it doesn't look like a barrel was dragged through there, but you're not really sure what.
So should I look out here? I see anything?
Nothing obvious, but go ahead and roll another perception check.
17.
Okay. You're not noticing anything strange right there. You're not. You can't really see. It looks like rain has probably covered up any tracks that would lead you to where whatever that was. You're just not really sure as you're looking.
Okay.
So I assume as you're going into this next room here, Erevan, what are you doing in there?
I was going to check out the bathroom, move the barrel out of the way, maybe. Probably. I assume it's in the way.
Yeah. So you squeeze through pretty easily. Go ahead and roll an investigation check as well.
Hold on. That's a 10.
Okay. Is there anything specific you're looking for in the bathroom or just doing a general look about?
Just a general look about, seeing if there's anything suspicious or out of place.
So far as you can tell, like, there's nothing odd here.
Well, alrighty then.
Just a little musky.
Yeah, you could kind of, well, especially Erevan with his stronger senses, you'd be able to tell or smell that.
Is there anything inside this little cabinet here?
Yeah. So you would open that. Where were you? No, Alita was the one looking in there, watching him use all that stuff. Go ahead and roll a perception check as you're looking through the cabinet.
9.
So you just see just various, what would you say, like stuff for shaving, like just home grooming material is in the cabinet, as well as a couple shirts. It's kind of a mess, but you would expect that from, you know, how he just leaves barrels in front of doors.
Yeah, he doesn't seem the most tidy.
Right.
Yeah, I would just close that up, make sure to leave everything the way it was, and I'd go back out here, put the barrel back where it was.
Okay.
Slosh that barrel around a little bit. Let's see if it sounds like there's something weird in there.
I suppose I could, yeah.
All right. So you do move the barrel around, trying to figure out what's in there. You're pretty sure it's just ale that's in there.
Yeah, I think that's just ale. Normal dwarf stuff.
Normal dwarf stuff.
I mean, aren't they all like alcoholics or something?
Oh, you said dwarf. I thought you said door stuff.
Me too. I thought you said normal door stuff because it's in front of the door and you have to open it to get in the bathroom.
I mean, who else but a dwarf would just casually keep a barrel of ale right outside their bathroom?
A dirty dwarf.
Still a dwarf.
I mean, have you ever seen like a movie where a person is taking a bath and they have like a glass of wine next to their bubble bath? Same thing, only dwarven.
Yeah, only that glass of wine doesn't block the entire entrance to the
bathroom. Dwarves like your liquor, is what I'm saying. You know, we don't have to dwarf shame.
True.
In this fantasy world, you know.
Wasn't Roland a human?
Hmm?
I thought he was a dwarf.
I mean, it's your game. It's you.
Well,
he's just short. He's just a human, but he's short and bearded.
Just calling him a dwarf because we don't know any better.
Yeah, so I guess he's a dwarf then. We'll go with that since it's...
I did not write down that
he's a human. Detail. I think it's better if he's a human, but short.
And hairy.
So like a halfling with a beard?
Yeah, I did not write down that detail. I wrote down that Thronebrook or whatever, that he's a dwarf, but I just wrote down guard other than that. So I didn't know. If you said, I didn't note that.
We'll find out in post.
That's okay. He can be a human who I think is a dwarf because I am a half-orc that he thinks is a human.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so Alita and Erevan, you're in this room. It's just like a bedroom, yeah. But you see that what he's done with this bedroom is he's kind of turned it into something of a receiving room. And the bed is just like a place where he seems to just work on it. Like you can see that there's a lot of papers there, some writing that's on there. But nothing that's standing out to you as the book you're looking for or even notes about that book. It just seems like he's writing fiction.
So this is more of a
fanfic.
This is more of like a public room, I suppose, then. This is what he wants people to see of his house.
Yeah, you could imagine that this might even be like a guest room or something. Like if he has company, he'll have people here.
Then it might be a good idea to move on from here. Yeah, Erevan will go into this room.
Dwarf and erotic fanfic, yeah.
He's a human that looks like a dwarf writing dwarf and erotic fanfiction.
So he's like, he's a furry, but he's like a dwarfy?
I'm just saying, like, this character's getting more and more interesting the more we search his house for stuff.
That do be how it goes.
I mean, we actually seem like kind of a good match because I guess I'm a dwarfy too. As soon as I see a couple dwarfs, I'm like, yep, I'm dating them.
That's canon now.
So is this another cabinet?
That's another cabinet. Go and roll a perception or investigation, whichever you would prefer.
I have zero modifier in perception, so I'm going to go with investigation. 21.
So in this cabinet, it has tools in there. It even has like an axe that you can see that's for firewood, you would imagine. It's just like a little tool cabinet, really. However, you think you see blood on something in there, on one of the tools, one of the axes, that is. You're not sure if that's entirely suspicious at the moment, I suppose. Like, he does live kind of in the woods. There are animals around. He does cook and prepare his own food. But usually those tools, I suppose, would be in a kitchen area and not in a fireplace, relaxing room.
Yeah, you'd think he'd clean it afterwards, too, before putting it in his cabinet full of other nice, clean tools.
Yeah, it does look like it was cleaned, but it just looks... You just managed to catch with your roll a spot that kind of clues you in that this is a little strange.
Well, if it's so well hidden, then it is kind of suspicious, maybe.
And Alita, you head into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specific you're looking for as well?
Well, I see something strange right in front of me. I check that out.
That's a backpack, and you're going through it, and you do find some books in there. But again, it's not what you don't think you're seeing what you're looking for.
Okay.
And on the other side of the bed, you do notice kind of like an old pizza just laying there.
Oh, bit of a smell in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just laying there. It doesn't even look like a single slice has been taken from it.
That's a waste of a perfectly good pizza.
Yeah.
That's how he builds the dwarven musk since he's, you know, not born dwarven.
Okay. Anything else? Can I like roll perception? Or?
You go over the room pretty well. So go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Can I roll perception? I have something on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you prefer it, sure.
Yeah, still only 12.
Yeah,
the pizza.
Yeah. So I don't know who's marking that, but
that's what's odd about it. The pizza. I'm holding my nose as I go over there.
Yeah, I like I said, like it looks like it was probably a pretty good pizza that just kind of went and gotten spoiled here and hasn't even been taken care of.
I think it's more suspicious that nobody even took a slice of it. What is so distracting that you forget your pizza?
Maybe having to steal a book from someone. Just saying.
Where's the book?
That might have been what happened.
We should find, like, a stack of letters from Bander himself.
So, Maeve, we'll kind of scene switch over to Maeve and Peter with Roland. You're kind of finishing a quick stroll through the woods. He's showing you kind of the long way to the tavern area, or the tavern. Is there anything either of you are doing on this walk?
Mostly I'm trying to, like, stay alert and, like, pay attention to the surroundings without being too obvious about it. My passive perception is 16, if it's helpful. Like, if there's anything that I would notice just quickly, passively. Otherwise, not really. I'm trying to pay attention to him and, like, absorb as much as I can about what he's interested in and what he knows and where he's been, like those sorts of things, and work on my banter.
And for you, Peter, you're just singing?
I'm just, I'm gonna stop singing. I'm just, as I see they're talking, right? And the awkward stage is kind of over on this little thing. I'm just playing background music, man. I'm not trying to interrupt ambiance or whatever they say.
All right. Maeve, go ahead and roll an insight check as you're discussing with Roland.
Oh, lovely. That's a thing that I have a big fat zero in. But I did roll an 18. Mm-hmm.
So you hear a noise in the woods, and you kind of take a quick glance over, trying not to be too obvious that your attention's elsewhere. You do catch a glimpse of somebody that seems to be behind a tree, and you notice that Roland doesn't seem to pay any mind to it, even though you're pretty certain that he must have heard the same thing. Like, it was loud enough for you to catch. You're pretty sure probably Peter has caught it as well. But Roland just keeps walking, paying no mind to it. Is there any response from your characters?
So you're saying that I've noticed it too?
You would have noticed it as well.
All right.
I'm guessing your passive perception is probably above 12, right? Or 11, rather?
Passive perception is 14.
Yeah. So, yeah, you would have noticed.
All right. So I'm going to keep playing songs that I'm going to use Dancing Lights, because one of the abilities of the Dancing Light cantrip is I can also combine four of the lights into one glowing, vaguely humanoid form of medium size, right? And it glows light in like a 10-foot radius, right? And I have a range of 120 feet. So I'm going to pop that glowing light guy right by the person, right? And like make it do like jazz hands or something.
What would happen if somebody freaked out and tried to tackle it?
Let's see. It's a cantrip. It's like, it's just lights. The normal thing is four torch-sized lights within range, making them appear as torches or lanterns. I think they just fall through it.
All right. Yeah. So you would catch somebody like kind of try to jump it. And you see like them swing at it with a dagger and try to shove it to the ground, but they end up falling to the ground.
Can I tell like if this is like a bandit or something? Like a guard?
They do look like they're cloaked. They do not look like a guard.
Okay. Can I say something like bad form, like from Hook or whatever?
And right.
Cast vicious mockery at him.
Okay. Sure. He has to roll something for that.
Yeah,
I think.
It's a wisdom saving throw 15.
That's a fail.
Well, let's hope he's got some hit points. He doesn't have many. Four damage. But that's not bad. Physical damage from an insult.
All right, yeah. You see them kind of pick themselves back up, and they're trying to run off. At which point, Roland does say, he's like, what is that ruckus over there?
Maybe don't you worry. Continue on your date.
Maybe we should continue out of the forest very quickly, I believe.
Did you know that you lived in such a rough neighborhood?
He says, no, this has never happened before.
I only use this to his fingers.
Aren't you like a guard? Should we not see what that was about and determine if there are further threats?
Well, this is my time off. Also, I just, I'm a guard at the library. And, this is like the Elvish district, and generally we don't have any ruffians here. So, yeah, I think you may be right. I should report this.
Crime doesn't take a day off. I'm just saying.
I don't want them to stop the thing because she has to distract because our teammates are back there. I'll say, I got this. I'll cast Dimension Door to teleport right in front of the where they're running. And when, as I step out, I want to say, you cannot stand in the way of love. And that would be my turn.
Okay, go ahead and roll initiative for yourself, Peter.
He's got all the zingers today.
Yeah, 14.
All right, you're up first.
Wow, I have a +7 initiative. I rolled a 7. probably shouldn't have gotten in a fight. I'll cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter at level 1.
Oh, shit. Not this again.
It's a wisdom saving throw 15. And I'll say, you run like a chicken. Bawk, bawk.
Plot twist, he is a chicken.
That's a 10. Yeah.
He's a chicken that dresses like a dwarf. So yeah, he falls prone. He's incapacitated. And he's just laughing unless he takes damage.
Okay. Well, you sorted him out real quick. You're out of initiative then, if you'd like to be. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I'd like to tie him up.
That escalated.
Yeah, not in a kinky way, in more of a, you know, I caught you, you knave kind of way. I do have manacles for some reason.
For this reason. You have manacles for this reason.
Okay, yep, perfect. I want to put my manacles on him, and I want to march his ass into town.
Hey, do you want to see the new sword?
Whilst berating him for his bad skills. Not in a I'm going to hurt you way, but more like I'm going to hurt your feelings kind of way.
As you start marching him forward, Roland kind of says, excuse me for one moment, to Maeve, and kind of steps over there and he goes, Alara Whitewood, speaking to the person you've just caught after he kind of pulls their hood back.
You know this ruffian?
Yeah, he can't seem to mind his own business. What are you doing over here? And he just like starts having a chat with this person. Seems that they've had some back and forth. And he says to you, he's like, well, maybe we should just let him go.
What?
He says, I know his family here. I'll have a chat with them. We'll sort this out. I don't feel like having this person ruin my date in any way.
I will search them for weapons.
Okay. So you find, obviously, the dagger from before, but you don't find it on him. So, yeah, you don't see any other weapons on him as you're looking him over.
Okay.
What about correspondence?
Intelligence.
Yeah, you're not finding anything like that on him either.
Does this look like just like a kid? Like
They're older for... They would be an adult, I suppose, but yeah, they're... Like 17, probably.
Okay.
I kind of like the whole reason where I was provoking him with the guard thing is basically bleeding into this. I'm trying to study reactions here, like in the tension or the relationship that these two seem to have. Like, what are their facial expressions saying? Like, do they match what he's saying, or does it kind of look like they're trying to have a silent conversation with their eyes or something? I don't know.
So this sounds something like an insight check.
I can do that.
Okay.
15.
All right. So far as Roland goes, you don't see anything off about him. However, the other person that he's called Alara seems a bit, like they're following a script, delivering their words as though they're speaking from reading. Like, does that make sense?
Like they've been hired to play a part.
Or they're charmed.
Or they're charmed.
What is it they're saying?
Well, it was just basically like, oh, I'll talk to your dad, Steve, and I know him. He goes way back and yada, yada. And he's like, I'm so sorry. That's the kind of like a robotic responses that he's getting back. And you think it's more than just like him trying to get out of trouble. It seems very off to you. Like, he's like studying Roland, looking at him pretty intensely in between talking. And like to you, the cadence, the rhythm of their conversation seems a bit stuttery. Like there's awkward pauses in between and they're just like glaring at each other for a moment. And then the other would speak. Does that make sense? And as description?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I am wondering, like, is this a dwarf or a human or elf? Did you already say that?
This is a human boy. About 17, you would say.
Just curious, because I didn't write that down about my date, so I don't want to make that mistake again.
Well, your date is a human that looks like a dwarf, I believe was established.
Hairy human, yes.
So am I picking up on that robotic thing too, or am I just worried about keeping the...
Well, your concentration, because you're on concentrating. You just got into a fight with this guy, mm-hmm. made him laugh and damage. So sure. Go ahead and roll an insight check as well. Right.
Oh, that would have been a good roll, but it's a 5.
Okay, so you're still a little bit jittery from having the dimension door. So you're not taking this all in. You're probably still a bit, like, it sounded like you were really stuck on wanting to march them in. And you're a bit aghast.
I burnt a lot of magical resources with that flourish. It was pretty awesome. I saw the guy. Mm-hmm. I created a light show. I've hurt his feelings and his physical health. Then I magically teleported in front of them and made them fall to the ground incapacitated. That was pretty awesome. And now he's like, hey, just let him go. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, do you express this to Roland in any manner?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I express that exact thing.
Okay.
I say that thing. I say that exact thing. Like, that was pretty awesome. I saved him. Right? I stopped him. I didn't kill him. Teleported. Yeah.
So as you're telling him that stuff, at some point, Roland kind of chimes in and cuts you off. And he says to you, he says, and you spent like a dimension door to get in front of him. And you scared him, scared the wits out of him, I would say. And I think that's enough to teach him a lesson, not to go prawling around in the woods. And I still don't understand what you're doing out here with a dagger. And, you know, he's going on. He says to you, but I think you do deserve some recognition, Peter.
Yeah, I do.
How would honorary guard of Karas sound to you? I have some friends in the guard that can, we can get you a title. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And then I look to Maeve because I'm obviously hijacking her date.
And you can see on my face that I'm impressed at your skills.
All right.
That he just got manipulated.
Yeah. Shh, that didn't happen. I'm an honorary guard. Right?
Right? Recognition is not manipulation.
Yeah, right.
So is there like a local scared straight program for like kids that we want to put on the right path, you know?
I mean, not at present. If you ask Roland, he says, I'm not aware of anything as such.
I feel like we should remedy that while we're anointing guards or whatever. Keep track of this boy. Make sure he's not getting in any more trouble.
What do you suggest I do with him, Maeve?
I don't know. Maybe he should, what do you call that? Do a ride-along? Do a walk-along with a guard? A new honorary long-eared guard?
I can walk him home. Make sure he gets there.
Give him a good chat.
Roland says that wouldn't be exactly necessary.
I think it would be very necessary. I'm trying to persuade him.
Okay. Go and roll a persuasion then.
I rolled a 2, but I have a plus 10, so it's a 12. Performance and persuasion are the two things that I did the bardic skill thing with.
Yeah. He says, okay, I think the ride-along could be scheduled for another time. But I do like this idea. I believe Maeve is right about this. Maybe we should have a program, and he kind of trails off for a moment, and he kind of looks at you, Peter, for several seconds. This is probably about where, Peter, you would notice the odd glances that Roland is giving to people.
Like he looks shady?
Well, it's just like he just stares at you for a moment and kind of just, and then he starts picking up his words again where he's like, well, for example, what is Peter thinking at the moment about?
I can't do the ride along. So he's thinking about saying he's got to go do something else and then following this kid and then catching him and bringing him back to the rest of the team.
Okay. Roland kind of looks at this kid, Alara, and then looks back to you and he says, you know, I think maybe we should just go to the tavern, the three of us, and we'll deal with this situation later. We can't have him ruining a great night and enjoying your amazing, I must say, music and your skills in a performance.
I wish I had a magic spell that could, like, put a tracker on the kid. But all I have is chalk.
All I have is this chalk. This chalk and these manacles. It's all I have.
Would you mind putting this on the back of your shoe, please?
Could you drag this home with you?
Could you take this bag of breadcrumbs and sprinkle them?
I hear it brings good luck.
So this is what I'm going to attempt to do. I'll say, all right, let me unlock these manacles. Go ahead. I'll catch up. And then, you know, I got to let go of some of this energy. So I'll run to catch up. But I got to unlock these manacles. I start looking for my key. And I want to attempt to, while I'm doing this, like turn my back and then do a charm person on the kid and tell him to walk directly back to our teammates, and hopefully they see that he's weird.
Burning so much magic on this kid. I hope he's a real lead.
Yeah, right? Oh. As a matter of fact, I think it's getting late. I think we really got to go check in with our team. The drinks would sound great, but we got to go.
Where is your team? Roland asks.
They're in a campsite outside of town. We don't like hotels as much. We like to rough it.
You see his eyes starting to narrow on you?
Don't give me the stink eye. We don't like hotels. What's wrong with that? We like nature, hence walking woods.
He nods and says, fair enough. We'll have to continue this another night then.
Yeah, I start thinking like, you know, carrots, 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 carrots. I'm not saying that out loud. I'm thinking it.
I guess I'll try to wrap it up too and be like, you know, I had a really nice time, but he's right. It is getting to be a lot later than we thought it was. I didn't realize you lived so far outside of town.
So Alara starts his way away from you, and Roland starts to follow and says, actually, I will follow him home to make sure he gets home then, since we're wrapping this up, and then I'll be home soon. And they start walking away.
I feel like we should pretend to walk away too, but keep an eye on them and then double back all stealthily. Is that a thing you can do well, or do your feet get loud?
No, like I would say that I'm not the greatest, but I'm not the worst. I'm about average. I'm about half as good at stealth as I am at performance.
All right. So yeah. So they leave, you believe, from earshot anyways.
I will whisper to her what I think. It is. What is happening?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think they're doppelgangers. I think they can read my mind, man. I think they were in here.
So, as a person who doesn't know a whole lot about doppelgangers, what does that mean about how we should proceed?
They can be anyone. But also, if they're going home, we need to get the team.
So we need to book it, is what you're saying.
Little cutscene back to Erevan and Alita. What are you doing currently? You just finished looking through the house. Pretty.
Could find. Yeah, went back to hiding.
Yeah, pretty much. I think, I don't know, we looked through everything pretty much. Can't exactly say how efficiently we managed to do so, but we should probably head back.
All right. About this moment, Peter shows up at the house. Peter. And he says, hello.
Hey, short date.
Where are you? Oh, they said they would like some alone time. So I figured I'd come over here and see how how things are going.
Alone time? But you were supposed to be there as her backup.
Oh, I think Maeve has it handled. And he's like kind of starting to walk towards you guys.
Erevan's going to back away and he's going to say to Alita, I don't think that's Peter.
What gives it away to Erevan other than I'm running Peter's voice for him? I'm just
pretty curious. I mean just the fact that he's returned, like he's supposed to be Maeve's backup. Yep. And I'm assuming that's what we agreed upon as well.
Yeah.
But right, also the fact that you're running his voice and that it's been established by the actual Peter that these guys are doppelgangers, but that's out of game, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious what about Alita? Because you had some suspicion too.
I'm wondering what he's doing here. Because it's not right. It wasn't the plan. The fact that he just showed up like, hi.
Yeah. Well, what situation would go through your mind that would make sense? I wonder for him to come back. Does anything like that go through Alita's mind?
What went wrong? Are you charmed?
Peter says, I'm charmed. Can you help me out with that?
What's up?
Oh, I was just telling Alita that Peter's like, I'm charmed. Can you help me out?
No.
I apparently have something that helps myself with that, which I didn't realize I had, but I don't know if I have anything for anybody else.
He says, here, let me help you look through your pack.
No, that's okay. You can just stay right there.
He says, okay, well, I best be getting back to Maeve then.
Yeah, I think that would be best.
No, Arathon, grab him. He's charmed.
No, I don't think he is.
What? Do I need to run from you too? What just happened?
I'm pretty sure they figured it out. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a doppelganger too.
So yeah, Erevan, you like look over and you see Alita's not even there as you try and talk to her. She's like running away from you.
But why though?
I don't know. Like, she just moved her token. She's like, I need to get away.
Ah!
Okay. So Maeve and Peter, for real, you arrive over here to see Erevan chased Alita around the house.
I don't know what's going on. Why are you running? Why are you running?
Maeve, is it really you?
I look at Peter, I'm like, how do we tell like who's a real person and who's a doppelganger? If like I didn't think of that. We get back here, how do we know it's them?
Yeah. Tell me something only Erevan would know.
They can read minds.
Blast carrot. I say out loud.
It sounds like Peter. The other one said he was just leaving. Are you different?
I've been called different.
Sing something.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Fair?
Do you think Maeve is the real Maeve?
I mean, what even is the real Maeve?
Run!
What? I know what I can ask you. What race am I?
Half orc, obviously.
50-yard dash.
I don't know. I guess now at first I was like, of course they wouldn't know that I'm a half orc. But if they can read your mind, maybe they knew I was a half orc the whole time. So maybe that's not even a good test. I don't know how to determine it's them and not run away from them.
Well, I heard a story that Erevan once kissed somebody in the Feywild. Who did you kiss?
Some dwarf prince? I don't remember. Honestly.
That's him. That's the story I heard. He's a dwarfy. Can I see if Erevan stole the fanfic?
Erevan did not, in fact, steal anything.
All right. Now that all of you are a bit more alert and stuff, kind of looking around, all of you can give me a group perception check from where you are standing.
Okay. I rolled a 12, and it's only a plus 4, so 16.
14.
Okay.
Erevan got a 7.
I'm going to have to carry this one. I rolled a 16 plus, hold on, let me zoom in, 6. So 22?
Totally carried us.
Yep, that's 3. That beats the DC. So over here by this rock that I was just marking, between this rock and that tree, you notice that the ground is up a bit, like lifted up a bit. And it occurs to you that perhaps, especially Alita, perhaps this may be where the real Roland is buried.
Bum, bum, bum.
R.I.P. my almost boyfriend, who I probably never even met.
Alita, you may recall there was drag marks at that door.
Mm-hmm.
That would explain the blood on the axe, too.
And the uneaten pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But why the barrel?
Thrawn Brooke shows up, the dwarf sage. He says, oh, hey, I just had a thought, you guys. About where what you're looking for might be.
How'd you know we'd be here?
Well, I over here, you're seeing there's gonna be speed dating, and there's mention of Roland. You asked me about Roland, right?
I don't remember.
Anybody who shows up here right now is suspicious. so.
Well, I see that you guys might be a little busy.
Hey, what is your ideal Sunday?
What?
Answer the question.
I asked you that not even 2 hours ago.
Oh, well, books, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think that's the real throne, Brooke.
Yeah.
What'd you come here to tell us?
Oh, I, the Banefoot residence. There's like an abandoned manor. And I was thinking, I remember reading that there's like a kind of like there's mines underneath the manor, right? That that they used to mine. That might be a place to look around.
Or a trap?
Well, I mean, I can't speak to that.
Why don't you come help me see what's over here in the dirt?
What? He kind of walks over. Hey, what did he say about this good weekend or a good Sunday?
He never answered the question. He was just like, what? Stuttering and like, what are you talking about? Like, he was confused.
Okay.
This guy had a very ready answer, and I don't like it.
I mean, maybe he had some time to think about it, but I don't know. Still kind of suspicious.
Out of game, if it's just like a DM memory problem, then whoops, yeah, sorry.
It is just a DM memory problem, so. Yeah, so he starts looking at the dirt and he says, what's going prospecting over here, Alita? What's this?
I think there's something here. Give me a hand.
Did we ever tell him Alita's name?
He's met all of us. We all sat and had a very long dwarven tale in the tavern.
Oh yeah, we did.
He's suspicious of everything. How do you know my name?
So yeah, he'll start helping you dig at this. He's like, well, this is Roland's place, right? Yeah. What are you doing digging up his yard anyway?
Maybe we'll tell you later.
Oh, that's a foot.
Is Roland like pizza?
Yeah. There's a body here. Why are we talking about pizza? But yeah, it's over a little while here, you uncover a body to which he does identify as Roland. And most of you can recognize him anyway.
And as he's name? Hanging, what was that?
What's Roland's last name?
Bricker.
His name was Roland Bricker.
Cool story, bro. So,
think Peter's having a funeral service then?
Nope. This is a quote from Fight Club.
Oh, okay.
So over the course of like him helping us dig and stuff, if we like study him, does he seem like the normal Thronebrook or? Is there something off about him?
Well, you're not really... His name is Robert Paulson. Yeah, he seems pretty normal to you. But that doesn't really mean anything, I suppose.
Yeah, because Thronebrook and Roland were exchanging glances in the library. So how do we know he's not the 17-year-old from a minute ago? I don't know.
So who's been coming... He was buried here a little while ago. So who's been guarding at the library if he's dead? Can you kind of fill me in here?
There might be a doppelganger who's been replacing him.
More than one, in fact.
Just a piece of garlic.
Now, how would there be...
Sorry, go ahead, Sarah, as he's eating garlic.
How would there be a doppelganger better if he's right here?
Well, what I'm guessing happened, just from what we know so far, is doppelganger killed the real Roland, buried him here, then took his form and took his place in general.
Right. And we think that kid was also a doppelganger.
Possibly, but
Wasn't there a second Peter that we met earlier before this Peter showed up?
And that could have been either of them.
Oh, so they can take on another form, even if that isn't dead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can take on any form they want. The only reason why they would have killed Roland is because they're not just trying to look like him. They're trying to take his place.
And what would I know about doppelgangers?
So, Peter and Erevan, you're pretty well researched. Erevan, from being in the library. Peter, from your bardic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
By default, you would know quite a bit about them, I would say. That's what I had you roll earlier, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kind of translate it over to Erevan as well.
Okay.
So I know you actually have quite a bit of player knowledge about doppelgangers. So.
Well, I should. I played one for like a few years.
Yeah.
Huh. So, Sorry. I hope you like garlic, because that's not even that's not even from Doppelganger.
Is that what you? That's why you're giving me that. He laughs about it.
Wait. Yeah. I hide my head in shame. My ears droop.
Oh no, it's fine, Peter.
So you basically determined that he's not a vampire, or what was the garlic for?
Yeah, yeah, he's not a vampire, guys.
Well, I think worse than a doppelganger is an infestation is a vampire one, I suppose.
We just gotta rule out all of the negative possibilities. Mm-hmm. Dwarves only here, or hairy humans. Oh man, he's not even just a human who looked like a dwarf. He was a doppelganger who looked like a human who looked like a dwarf. The layers, man.
Yeah, I was trying not to laugh too hard about that. All right, so what were you going to say, Peter, as you're figuring you have more knowledge then?
Wait, second Peter?
Yeah.
Showed up before you did.
Like literally right before.
They're wearing my skin?
Yep.
That's nightmare fuel.
I think it probably revenge for that, for, you know, incapacitating one of them.
Did I tell you about that? It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
maybe, we should probably go to town so they don't ruin my reputation. People kind of like me there.
You're an honorary guard now, I've heard.
I think that's bullshit now that Doppelganger gave it to me.
Honorary guard of doppelgangers.
They deputized me, so that means I can arrest their asses.
Well, we should probably at least erase the evidence that we had anything to do with this body here if they're going to go around pretending to be us.
As you say that, Maeve, you see a contingent of guards walking your direction.
Run and hide?
I see guards walking away. I mean, this body's clearly been buried for a while, right?
Yeah, but we're standing directly over it.
I don't know. How do we feel this is going to go? Just really badly?
Maybe it's just my bias from, you know, being a hated orc. But anytime something like this happens, you end up in a cage. Trust me.
I guess the guards could be doppelgangers themselves.
I don't want to be in a cage. How tall is the roof? Is it 15 feet or less?
On this place? Yeah, it's less than 15 feet.
I jump out of the roof.
Okay.
I can jump 15 feet because I'm a rabbit folk.
All right.
So I can do it 3 times a day. As a bonus action, I can jump 15 feet without provoking opportunity attacks. I can only use this trait. My speed is greater than 0, and I can use it 3 times, and I gain all of them back when I finish a long rest.
All right. So Peter's on the roof. He's gotten out of sight, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The rest of us better run for it.
Yeah, I think we better duck out of here. And I have, like, super proficiency in survival, so I'm going to try and, like, find ways to make it harder for them to try to follow us. I just feel like being here when they get here is a bad idea.
Ervan will misty step on top of the roof.
You guys are just popping out of existence one at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do any sort of popping in or out of existence, so I'm just...
This is the official, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've kind of determined that he's not a vampire.
The negotiator.
Well, you should probably bring him with you, Maeve.
Well, yeah, he's my only boyfriend prospect left.
Is he a dwarf?
Yeah, he is.
He's the real deal.
If he's a dwarf, she's gonna date him, he said.
I'm a dwarfy, I can't help myself.
Bring your new date, let's go.
Ready to go on an adventure?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, let's go on another date, huh?
Another? Uh-oh.
The first one, we stood in front of his window and had an awkward conversation. It was romantic.
Oh, I see. Peter, you probably... this is when he strikes, you know? Mm-hmm. Alita, what do you do? It looks like
I'm going to meet them on the other side of the house because they took the roof. I'm going to meet them over here. I think I've got my stealth on. I'm hoping that Maeve and is it Thorn?
Thorn are quickly joining
us.
I just don't know how to move the thingies.
Oh, you just click and hold on it.
I also don't know how to move to the other side of the house. I mean, just go through it.
Yeah, it's just a background image. It's not.
No, like I mean, as far as like the actual logistics of it, they are on the roof. I am a stocky half orc, so I guess I just walk through the house. I don't know.
Right through the walls, I guess.
She walks in the door. In the door, moves the barrel, goes through the bathroom, takes a look at herself in the mirror, opens the door, climbs at the window.
Oh, did I say there's a mirror in there?
I think he... I
mean, how is he shaving and primping himself if not?
Okay.
Magic?
He just, like, magically does it because he's a doppelganger.
That's true. Oh, that's what the barrel is for, is to block the entrance. So he has time to become someone else.
All right, so I'm going to say that between all of your stealth movements and stuff, the guards miss you. Are you going to just stay on the roof, Peter and Erevan?
Point of stealth probably. To hear what they say.
Okay.
And I have to skedaddle, I'll skedaddle.
All right, so you do hear them saying when they walk up to the house and stuff, they go check the house for him. They're like, the poor bastard, as they're looking at Roland. Like, why did they leave it dug up, though? And after some conversations, some short conversations and stuff, you kind of gather that they are looking for you, but you're not sure if it's related to, like, the murder of Roland.
They seem genuinely shocked that Roland's there, right?
They seem to know that Roland is dead. They don't seem shocked about that.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm going to step over to the roof and hold my hands up. Don't shoot!
Don't shoot.
Yeah. They got bows, right?
Yeah, you see some crossbows.
You can't see this, but my hands are up in the air right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say, you're Peter, right?
Have you heard of me?
I have. I heard about your song at the library. Why don't you come on down from there?
I would, but I have a feeling that might be connected to me, and that's not true.
Oh, no. This is unrelated to you.
That body's long dead.
I'm Gavin, by the way. It's good to meet you, Peter.
Good to meet you, too, but people aren't always what they seem around here.
You must be talking about the manner of Roland's death here. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you know about it?
Body snatchers.
Is that what you say?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be prudent for you to go ahead and come with us so we can get more information about these body snatchers.
They snatch bodies. You can't snatch mine. It's mine.
If you say no, they legally cannot snatch your body without your consent.
I do not consent to your body snatching.
That says nothing about the illegal snatching, however.
even though I don't consent, you must know it wasn't us, but we'll find out who did it, and I'll hop the fuck out of there.
All right. So you run off with everybody else then?
Yeah, I just wanted to try to clear our names.
Yeah, yeah.
Clue them into the real problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose it's probably a good time for me to kind of bow out of the situation, like, because it's going to be... They don't seem to give chase, or if they do, that's not for very long. So... All of you can kind of like talk about what you want to do going forward. Who's there? Throne is with you. Throne Brook.
We know that it's really him.
Well, it's not a vampire. You figured that out.
We know it's not a vampire. Is this him? Maeve, you got the most experience. Is this?
Can I like take a few moments and study him and try and like figure out, is this really the guy that we spent like most of the day with?
So far as you can tell, it is.
I pinch his arm a little bit.
He said, well, that hurts.
Does that prove anything? I look at Erevan.
It's not a dream.
The only thing I know that can really sort of for sure determine if someone's a doppelganger or not is that they're immune to being charmed, and you have charm person, so...
Cast charm person.
Let's see if it works.
Drone?
Yeah. Wisdom 15.
Oh, that's a fail. I guess they've been charmed.
Probably not a doppelganger then. You can really
so I know that the
ask him if he likes Maeve.
Hey, buddy old pal.
He answers.
What do you think of a friend here? Pretty cool, huh?
He starts doing some locker room talk with you.
Let's kind of leans
forward.
Yeah, with what you got?
Such a good wingman.
What was that? The one that? I shouldn't use that. Never mind. I was gonna.
Were you gonna bring it political and say?
Yeah. I think you know what I'm
saying. Yeah. That might ruin it. No, don't say that kind of stuff. We're just the boys here, but there's people present. You know what I mean? You gotta keep it PG.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Eh? Eh?
You gather that he seems to think Maeve is pretty cute for a human dwarf or whatever.
All right.
Oh, a human dwarf? That's great. I'm pulling off a human dwarf. I'll take it.
He's talking about how he likes how stocky you are and stuff.
All right.
You're an orc, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I release the charm.
Okay. He says, oh my God, I hope nobody was recording that. It's going to ruin my chances at Grand Sage later.
It's just between us. But we know that you're you. And that's the biggest the thing here.
Okay. So that's
So what's next? We're fugitives from the law. I've never been a fugitive. What do you do, Maeve?
We don't actually know for sure that that's what's going on, but I just suspect that we should be careful. That's all.
As a rabbit who's been talked off the edge before, they were trying to talk me off the ledge.
Yeah, it felt that way.
So should we stop standing behind the house and go?
Yeah, I assumed you guys ran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's just not really anywhere to... I mean, I guess we're in the void now.
Scream into the void.
Yeah.
You're like in...
It's so gray here.
You're like in the city park or something at the moment. Hiding out.
Playing on the swings. So here's a thought. So this Throne Brook or whatever, he works at a library. He's a sage, right? What does he know about these... What are they called? I already forgot. Doppelgangers. And, like, is it a known problem? A new problem? What does he know about how to handle them? So on and so forth. Seems like a good resource right here. Who thinks I'm cute?
Is he
on the run with us?
He's running with you.
Did we just ruin his life?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the guards wouldn't have seen him, so they don't know.
Fair point.
Well, if we solve the problem, he can still be Grand Sage.
He says, well, there's also, like, I came over here to talk to you about the Banefoot Manor. Maybe this is a good time to go check it out.
Oh, see, I completely disregarded that because I thought he was not who he was. So, yeah, whatever. You're fool's errand. Thanks, buddy.
You're not a quest giver. I see no mark above your head.
Show me your exclamation point or no good.
Yeah.
I'm a hidden quest.
Well, I mean, we can't really be seen on the road, so if we're going to have, like, a place to hide, might be a dungeon.
Sold. Are you coming with us then, Thronebrook?
You going to show us where the castle is?
I can take you to the manor, the old manor. It's kind of run down a bit. It's actually not too far from this park here.
City park. Stop trying to fish for the goldfish. They're not for eating, Erevan.
No, not the goldfish. Poor things.
I've got some hardtack right here.
We'll follow you to the manor is what he's saying, I think.
Oops. Is it okay if we kind of pause it here and just do a dungeon crawl next time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess
I'll have to add Thrawn in here.
For better or worse. So, you know, when you think about it, the only people that we can trust that are actually the us is the people we can see right now.
And we can't let them out of our sight.
Yeah. So no sneaking off to get some nookie, because, like, then we don't know if you're you.
Well, who's going to do watches then?
We'll have to stay up until we solve the problem. It's going to be terrible.
We can just, like, make a circle and sleep back to back, you know, and take turns being the one with our eyes open.
You know, go ahead.
Well, if we had three people watch at a time while two slept, I feel like that would keep anything from happening. Just go in a rotation.
Oh, problem solved. I feel so much better.
Throne says, I was actually going to make mention that Roland recently has been acting a bit strange.
not too much strange. But he's been, as I was thinking about it, he's been checking out a lot of books about Banefoot and specifically around this area here, this mansion. So they might have an interest here too. Well, it didn't occur to me, you know, like people look into things, they get books, you know. And then, I was going to tell you, then you're like, hey, what's your favorite Sunday? And then you're like, here, eat this garlic. Hey, we got to run.
This is why we can't let you out of our sight, so we can just eliminate all of that awkward stuff next time.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of garlic.
Tell you, Alita, could you repeat the question? I think I may have misunderstood you.
Oh, I'm just wondering why he didn't tell us that before. Like, we had this whole conversation, like, in the tavern, right? And that's why we decided we had to go check out him next. The guard, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of buy it because he was startled when we were like, what about this Roland guy? And he's like, what about him? So it's like we planted a worm in his mind where he's like, you know, what about Roland? And he's been thinking about him. And then he's like, oh, yeah, actually, there's some weird stuff. So I buy that.
Okay.
Any other concerns before we cut to the next session?
Peter's changing voice. His accent changes every session.